So this recent article that you can actually access from the resources tab here on the player talks about the lack of private investment for conservation. And they call it the $50 trillion question. It says here the UN Sustainable Development Goals face critical investment shortfalls. And this was found out by Standard Chartered Research, which is a research organization that was paid to study this. And they did a survey this year with the world's top 300 investment firms that manage assets of more than $50 trillion. And remember that we only need 300 to 400 billion to attain all the biodiversity targets. And granted, this is all the Sustainable Development Goals, and that requires somewhere around $4 trillion, so much more than just conservation alone, but still way less than the assets that are being held and managed by the world's top investment firms. And they found probably the most striking bit of results here is that they found that only 20% of the top 300 investment firms are even familiar with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So there's this incredible mismatch between what the international development community and NGOs and conservationists and people thinking about sustainable development think, and what is a no, and what is known by and thought about by the world's biggest investors, right? So it's not even on their radar. Only 13% of $50 trillion of investments is even linked to the SDGs. Right. So this is obviously a big problem. And oops, sorry about that. When they asked what are the main barriers, they asked these same top investment firms, what are the main barriers to aligning investments with the SDGs? The responses were here. So first of all, 66% said we don't make investments that contribute to the SDGs. And over half of them said that the Sustainable Development Goals are not relevant to mainstream investment, right? Others said that investment in the SDGs is too difficult to measure. And some said, and this I think is disturbing to me, the SDGs aren't relevant to how we assess our investments. So this goes back a little bit to talking about GDP versus the General Progress Index, GPI, in what are the metrics that humanity wants to use to assess our progress as a species and as a, you know, as we develop. And obviously, this article here makes it very clear that sustainable development and conservation is not on the radar and not integrated into our financial markets.